Well, hello there, human. I wasn't expecting company today. What a pleasant surprise. You know, it gets awfully boring being alone in this big house. State your business. You appear to be an adventurer of some sort, well equipped with survival gear and weaponry. Quite cute as well. Is there something you're here for, or were you just fancying a visit to the most powerful, beautiful vampire in the land? Oh my, look at that angry face you have on. What a feisty little thing you are, I see. You've come to ask me to stop terrorizing your village. And you even decided to confront me by yourself. How very brave of you. I'm sure you must have heard stories about me. About this manor of mine. The one that stands at the very top of the highest hill, towering over your village like, well, like I'm towering over you now. Well, human, it's quite regretful on my part to have to delegitimize all your effort that took to come see me, but unfortunately, I can't quite promise to obey the request. Besides, I find it quite offensive that you would label my work as such a detestable word as terrorizing. Do you humans call it terrorizing when you butcher cows for your steak, or when you skin bears for rugs, or when you decapitate an elk for your ornaments? You see, it's all a matter of perspective. If you were in my place, you would understand my needs. It's easy for you to brush them aside when it brings you no benefit to understand them. You may demonize my kind in your fairy tales. You may teach your kids that we're monsters, but we vampires are living creatures all the same, are we not? What right do you have to prioritize your needs over mine? You think I'm trying to distract you with chit-chat? My goodness. You may try and act tough, but I can see right through it. Right now, you're panicking on the inside because I didn't instantly drop to my knees and beg you for mercy. Aren't you? And now you're realizing you've dug yourself into a hole too deep to crawl out of, and that you're gonna have to deal with me face to face. You look even more pathetic clutching that big wooden stick, like it's gonna do so much as to draw blood from my pale skin. You know that's just a myth, yeah? I would snap that pitiful thing like a dead twig before you could get anywhere near my chest. Still, I'd like to see you try. It would be quite amusing, I'm sure. What am I gonna do to you? Oh, there it is. That delicious fear in your big, dull eyes. You're really grasping now. Your mind racing with all the things I might do to you, scrambling to figure out a way to escape. Oh yeah, dismay, human. I'm all the way inside your head. I'm 10 steps ahead of you. I know all the ways this can play out before they even happen. You young, dashing little adventurer types are so simple. Like a cute puppy, trying to figure out why they can't get their stick through the doorway. It's so woefully adorable. I just wanna devour you whole, human. Not literally, of course. Goodness, you should see the look on your face. Let you go? Oh, no, no, no. How could I let you go when I'm having so much fun playing with you like a toy? I told you it gets lonely in here, didn't I? There's only so many chairs a vampire lady can lounge in. Only so many books she can read, and only so many songs she can play on the piano. But you... I've been more than entertained watching you squirm under me than I have been in a long time. Too long. I'm not so wasteful as to let you go so easily. Don't take me for a full human. That would be a big mistake. Didn't I just tell you it would be a waste to let you go? Would that not make it a bigger waste to simply kill you? Come on, human, even that feeble little head of yours should be able to figure this one out. What might a strong, dominant, controlling woman like me do with such an excellent plaything like you? The same type of thing you humans do with the dogs that you herd, or the sheep, or the cats that you keep in the mice of your homes. You'll be my pet, and I will be your owner. Do you understand me, human? You will submit to me. You will obey my every word. You will worship me like I'm a goddess, and you will meet my every need. And if you do that for me, I may do other things for you in return. And what if you refuse? You say that as if you would. Don't bluff to me, human. I can read you like an open book. What do I mean? Well, as a novice, why would you refuse when you enjoy the idea so much? Of course. You can deny it all you want. You can stutter and deflect and dodge my words as much as you please. But I know, human, that deep down, you love this. You love how I talk down to you like a pet. You love how I play with your head like a toy. You love how my hypnotic voice just wraps your body in a cocoon of warmth and safety, melting all of your worries away, letting only the image of me occupy your mind. That's part of the reason you came here, isn't it? You were scared, but some of you was morbidly curious about the woman that everyone fears so much. Now you've gotten the smallest taste of my addictive power. You can never go back. Isn't that right, human? You don't want to go back, do you? You're thinking about your dull life in that boring old village and how you waste your days away planting crops and feeding livestock. That's why you go out adventuring, isn't it? Because you want a break from the monotony. And now you're thinking about what it would be like to live with me. To serve the Queen of Darkness. The Monarch of Malice. The apex of villainy. To be at the beck and call of Her Majesty. I can feel you fighting the temptation as I speak. Trying so hard not to give in to my euphoric charms and my irresistible appeal. I can feel the desperation in every fiber of your being. How you're aching for my touch, how my voice sends delightful chills up and down your spine, how my gorgeous blood-red eyes pierce right through your pounding heart. You're fighting it. Fighting me. But cutie, you'll lose. I hope you know that your resistance is futile, human. I'm still toying with you. I love watching your chest heave, seeing you bite on your lip in frustration, watching as your legs kick, hearing you whimper and stutter for me. I love seeing just how much you can take before you break to my will, pushing you right to the edge, letting you feel the thrill of being one whisper away from falling into my abyss. I must say, I'm quite impressed. Your mental fortitude is holding up better than I was expecting. But you're still no match for me. No match for my seduction. This little thing we're doing is just a game to me, like playing fetch. I just love watching you catch every stick I throw, like the good submissive you are. You'll really be an excellent pet. I can see it already. Can't you? Surely you can. What with all those lewd thoughts of me that must be running through your mind. I wonder what you could be imagining right now. Are you thinking about being on your knees for me? Or maybe on all fours? What would you call me, huh? Mistress? Or maybe Mommy? Oh yes, you like that one, don't you? I can tell. You even squirmed and whimpered a little when I said it. Is that what you want to call me? You want to call me Mommy? I like it. Such a fitting thing for a submissive like you to call me. I can imagine your strained, desperate voice pleading with me while you call me that. Mommy. Mommy, please, I beg you, Mommy. Now I want to hear you do it. I want to hear you call me Mommy. Come on, don't be shy now. Let me hear you call out for me and beg in that sweet voice. Do as Mommy says. Wonderful. You sound so obedient when you say that. It's like music to my ears. That meek little voice of yours is absolutely delectable. Makes me want to hear what other sounds you can make with it. Don't worry. Once you're my servant, there'll be plenty more opportunities for that. Oh no. You're not my pet yet. As much of an absolute angel you've been for me, I don't just let anyone serve me, little human. You may be cute and submissive, but you need to prove your worth to me if you want all I have to offer. Aw. So you really do want to be my pet. Look at you with those big misty eyes. Did I finally break down your wall? No fun. And I wasn't even trying. I must have overindulged by getting you to call me Mummy. Ugh, I suppose it's alright. There's still a lot more fun I can squeeze out of you. Are you ready to surrender yourself to me now, Have you finally fallen for my overpowering allurement? My. Yes, you are. I can see it in your eyes. You're completely under my spell. I've got you wrapped around my fingers, haven't I? But we're still not done here. You've called me Mommy. You've proven you can shower me with praise and reverie that I deserve. But now I want to see you prove that you can beg for it. I won't always have orders to give you, no. That doesn't mean I don't have needs. I take so much pleasure in watching adorable, obedient submissives plead for me to order them. To boss them around like good little servants. I love watching them scramble to please me at every turn. So desperate to impress their mommy. So desperate they do absolutely anything. So my cute little human, if you want to serve me so bad, then show me. Actions speak far louder than words, after all. Beg for it. Beg for me. Tell me how bad you want me to be your mommy. Tell me all the things you'll do to prove your loyalty to me. Tell me how I make you want to drop to your hands and knees and submit to me. Go on. Let Mommy hear it. Come on. Look at me right in my eyes. Louder. Use your words, cutie. Say it like you mean it. I want to hear the desperation in your voice. Now be a good submissive and try again. There you go. Come on, more. Beg for Mommy, sweetheart. Tell her how much you want her. Tell her how badly you want to be her good submissive. All right, cutie. I think you've done more than enough to prove yourself to me. Such a good submissive you are. What a lucky lady I am to have you as my pet. Now there's one last thing we need to do to seal this deal. Close your eyes, human. You're all mine now. And forevermore. Ha 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 ha